Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we're going to be talking about it here soon about, you know, the signs of the end of times, the signs of the end of the age. And you know, the disciples asked Jesus, you know, what's the sign? What are the signs of your coming? What's the sign of the end of the age? And right now we are living in the end times. We're living. And yes. Jesus goes on to talk about seven things that are signs of the end of the age. And one of them, he says, the first thing he says is, watch out that you're not deceived.
Wow.
The first thing he says, listen, there's great deception that's coming upon the land. It's here and it's going to increase. And so the first thing that Jesus says is, don't be deceived.
Yes.
Don't be deceived.
And look at all the stuff happening.
Oh my, it's everywhere.
Yeah, it's like, hold on. If you're not abiding with God, you're deceived.
Big time. Big time. And he goes on to say that you're going to hear things about wars and rumors of wars. I mean, think about all the military news that you're hearing alone, all the infighting, all the wars, all the civil wars that are happening all across the world.
Right.
Not just in Syria, but it's happening everywhere.
Right.
And these are going to increase, and they're going to continue to happen. This is the second sign, right? But he says, don't be alarmed. These things must come.
That's so important, isn't it?
Don't be alarmed. Yeah.
So when we talk about these things, we're not trying to alarm you. We're not trying to we're just trying to say, it's correct. We're in the prophetic fulfillment of those times, and I think you're going to end with the good thing.
And pay attention. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Of course, yes. And then he says, a third thing that's happened, that nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, nations is the word for ethnos. And you're beginning to see pieces of this happening, but it's going to happen more, where you're going to have these riots, these race riots, and all this division and all this discord and all these kingdoms. And it, you're seeing it happen, all played out right before us. Mm-hmm. And these are signs. Signs point to something, and this is pointing to the return of Jesus Christ, to the end of the age.
Right.
So it's for us to take notice and to take watch and not to you know, disregard anything. But that's why we share on VFN TV.
Right.
To inform you so you can be alert and you can be aware.
It's important for us, too, to think about that we're supposed to be on the Jesus side of the race issue.
Yes.
Which we become a new ethnos in Jesus. I mean, obviously we're diverse.
Sure.
But we're brothers and sisters in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
One people.
The fourth thing is that famines and earthquakes will start to arise.
My goodness.
If you missed the previous program, we're just talking about volcanoes. The largest volcano is about to erupt.
Yeah.
In the world,
right,
with enough ash to cover the entire United States. But the Bible says these are birth pains.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Birth pains. And so don't disregard these things. The fifth thing is that you'll be handed over to be persecuted.
Wait a minute.
That's the fifth thing.
Is that like the right version of the Bible? I mean, is that right?
This is the correct version. You'll be handed over to be persecuted, even put to death.
Well, that means your ministry must fail. I mean, you must not be a good Christian if you get persecuted, right?
Yeah, imagine that.
Mm.
Well, it's coming, and it's happening, right now. Open Doors Ministries just put out a watch list. 50 countries on this watch list where Christians are being persecuted, and number one is North Korea. It's the number one place where Christians are being persecuted. Number two is Somalia, and in 2013, it was ranked number five. Somalia has jumped up to the second most dangerous place for Christians to live because they're being persecuted. Number three is Syria. This is 2014. Last year, Syria's ranking was number 11, and it jumped up to number three. There's been 100,000 deaths in the civil war, and many Christians have been persecuted, killed. The churches have been burned down. It's horrible.
And we didn't go help them.
That's
right. We're still not.
Right. Iraq is number four, and Afghanistan is number five. We're going to continue to share this with you on the torch because there's a complete list of 50. But what I thought was alarming, for the first time, we see a country in South America, and I believe it's the 20th. It's Colombia. Most of these countries are in North Africa, the Arab League, the Middle East, Laos, nations like that. India, Pakistan is in there as well. But for the first time in South America, Colombia. Don't think it's not spreading all over over the globe. Mm-hmm. It is coming, and we're seeing it in the United States as well. The number six thing is, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of many is going to grow cold.
It's going to be really tough to love. You got to really focus on your love walk, don't you?
No doubt.
You
got to
focus on your love walk.
So get ready. And number seven, and this is what we're looking for. And the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world.
Hey.
And then the end. Then the end will come. We're talking about the seven signs of
Jesus. It sounds like we're getting close to his coming.
Hey, get ready. We're here. You know, it is upon us.
Right.
And so these signs point to that, but, you know, we got to pay attention.
Well, that's so exciting because he says, when these things happen, look up because your redemption is coming close. You're close.
Yeah.
That these are, it's like, we don't want trouble, but trouble comes before his coming. Mm-hmm. You think, we wonder why, because what happens with trouble every single time, you'll notice a large group of people turn to God.
Mm-hmm.
They start looking up. When things don't work out horizontally, people look vertically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're not looking vertically, you know, they end up, you know, thinking horizontal is the answer. Mm-hmm. But when the earth starts cracking under you, when you start going through these difficult times, you know, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So get ready. We really, the greatest harvest the church has ever seen is at hand. And we've been preparing for you. And God's got some good plans in store. But yeah, these seven signs.
Don't wait for the sign. Just listen. Begin to abide with Jesus. Spend time with him daily so that you can be alert on the front lines and you can be prepared for his coming.
Yeah, go to iabide.org and request a free abiding plan. We have one sitting there waiting for you right now at iabide.org. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.